what to you stands out as the biggest frustration after that?
I think we just left plays out there to be made, both defensively and offensively and on special teams, so we can just continue to get better in every phase of the game, and that's exactly what we'll work on this week.
What did you see on the 3rd and 22 50-yard touchdown that they had?
I saw them just scrambling, and it's tough when a quarterback scrambles because sometimes players don't know if they're past the line of scrimmage or not, and so I don't know. I saw the ball getting thrown on the other side of the field, and a guy must have been able to get open, so I haven't seen the film yet, and I'll have to see what exactly transpired, but just a good play on their part.
When you give up 3 passing touchdowns in one game, and you haven't given up many all year, just what was the difference there today?
I don't know. I mean, they have explosive players. You know, they have a lot of good guys on their team, and so I think they had a good game plan and they executed. They were the better team today.
Denzel, is this an angry team right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we have a lot to prove. You know, we're not gonna get beat and then hold our heads down. You know, we're gonna go back to work on Monday, and you know, nobody's gonna point a finger at each other. We're not gonna say any bad things about our teammates. We're gonna stick together, and it's a team loss. We'll own it, and we'll get better as a team too. So we're looking forward to Texas Tech next week.
In that first half tonight, did you, like, kind of as a collective group feel any kind of, like, a lack of focus or anything like that?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, you don't get that many opportunities. So when you do have a game, you better be into the game. You know, guys might not have made certain plays when they could have, but I don't think a lack of focus is the issue.
How frustrating is it when you go back to the sideline and know that a miscue or a blown coverage, like in that 3rd and 20, was something that resulted in points?
How frustrating is it? I mean, it's part of the game, you know. No one's going to play a perfect game. You know, that's just what happens. So, you know, it could be upsetting, but it's not going to do you any well to get frustrated on the sideline. You know, you're supposed to stay into the game, stay positive, and figure it out, fix it, and go from there.